Well, welcome to our Step Into the Story mini-cast. Recently, I got to sit down with Chip Ingram, featured Bible teacher on Living on the Edge, pastored a number of churches, led Walk Through the Bible for 5 years. He was president before I was. We had the best conversation. You've got to listen to the whole thing. But one of the parts of it that really hit me was when I asked Chip this question, and here was his response. What was the takeaway in your life? I don't think your years at Walkthrough were a detour for us as a ministry, and I bet they weren't a detour for you personally either. What's the greatest benefit from that season of your life?
In my Walkthrough time, I mean, when all that money evaporated, I remember being, you know, we had those houses in Atlanta have nice finished basements and had a little office in the basement. And, you know, I read passages that say, you know, someone is crying out to the Lord. I was just crying. I mean, I remember when we had like 200 pastors that we were supporting in Russia alone, and things were booming. And it's like, we can't pay them. What are we going to do? And it was just overwhelming, and it was a hard move from the church. But up until that window, you know, I sort of unconsciously had a, you know what, get in your Bible. When it gets really hard, well, get in your Bible, read. Yep. When it gets really, really hard, fast and pray. Work harder, get up earlier. And everything was, well, as soon as we get through this, I feel like God allowed me to experience and see a level of self-dependency that was so ugly and so purging and purifying. It was as much as an audible voice, Phil. It was, Chip, you've squandered the last year and a half of your life. I made you to teach my word, and you haven't taught anything new from the scriptures in a year and a half. Mm. Get back into the local church and teach my word. That's what I want you to do. That's the internal thing that needed to happen. And then the external thing was, you know, Bruce and you and the team started that World Teach, and it exploded. And I ended up getting to go around the world as we did together many times, and saw what was happening, and ended up, you know, we created some resources that people put in different languages. And then it was like, I'd get all these requests. Can we use this video, do this or do that, or this book, can we translate it? It was like, yeah, so I just went back to preaching at Venture Christian Church. And about 15 years later, it's like, this book's in Arabic and that book's in this. And how some people got some videos in Malawi and the Netherlands and Korea. And it was just like, oh, God's doing something. And none of that would have ever happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Without Walk with the Bible. None of that would have happened.
Thank you for joining us for the Step Into the Story podcast, powered by Walk Through the Bible. We'd love to hear what you think by giving us a review on iTunes or Google Play. Also, don't miss a single episode by clicking the subscribe button. If you'd like more resources to help you explore and live God's Word in your daily life, visit walkthrough.org. That's walkthrough.org. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.